Hey guys, TiVo here. Just before the episode starts with Afani today, I just wanted to give you guys a quick note that Afani is all about SIM swap protection, and I know that you've probably heard their ads running on our program for a little bit now, but we wanted to actually bring them on the show to educate you about SIM swap protection, especially if you're in crypto, it's important, but just overall security for your cell phone is really what they're all about too. And if you're in crypto, these days, it's basically a must. So you're going to get to learn all about that. But of course, for the Crypto 101 listeners, we wanted to bring you guys some alpha. So there is a special offer in this episode. I'm going to link to it below in the show notes. So check it out. But enjoy the episode. It's really in depth going around what Afani does around SIM swap protection, what can happen to you, again, in crypto, but also just in general for, cell phone safety protection around SIM swap protection with Afani. So again, there's a special offer for this episode. The link is in the show notes below. Make sure you check it out and enjoy the episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another action-packed episode here of the Crypto 101 podcast. I'm your co-host, Bryce. I am so excited for our guest today. You guys have probably heard some ads for Afani running on the podcast if you're a longtime listener. We have Mark Kreitzman joining us, who's the general manager of Afani, and we're going to bring him on and introduce him in just a bit. But we've got a special deal for listeners of the Crypto 101 podcast. If you go to Afani.com, that's EFANI.com/Crypto101, you're going to be able to secure a $99 off discount for Afani's services. And we're going to be telling you all about why that is so important to have with you today. So Mark Kreitzman, general manager of Afani, thank you for joining us. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. And thanks for the opportunity to build awareness around the issues that we're going to discuss today and as well as Afani.
Yeah, it is a super, super important issue. I know people who have been impacted by hacks, particularly SIM swaps. And so we always say here on the Crypto 101 podcast that it is really cool to make money, but what's just as cool and maybe even cooler is keeping your money and keeping it safe particularly. So we all know about price risk with, if you're investing in stocks or crypto. I mean, prices move up, prices move down. But unlike stocks, crypto is a little bit different because there's no recourse. If you get hacked, that money is out of your wallet. It's gone. You can't call up the CEO of Bitcoin and have them pause your funds. It's just gone. And so taking your protection seriously is the most, the paramount sort of thing here that you want to make sure you secure. So we're bringing on Mark. Thank you for joining to talk about this issue of SIM swapping. But before we dive into that, let's just get acquainted, introduce yourself to our audience. Who are you and what inspired this mission of Afani?
Yeah, great question. So Mark Kreitzman, I've been in cybersecurity since around 2001, and I've worked for founders to build companies that were acquired by Microsoft and Cisco Systems. And I got the crypto bug around 2017. It's when I bought my first couple Bitcoin. And in 2017 and 18, I was building my own crypto project. So I was building an SDK with a friend of mine, where we could turn any mobile app into a crypto app literally in like an hour if you've got a good coder. And I got hacked. And so when I was driving to my parents' house in Arizona, southern Arizona, I got hit in the middle of the desert between Phoenix and Tucson. Somebody stole my mobile account away. I didn't know it at the time. I just knew that my mobile account had gone dead. And I became a hack victim. And so when I finally got to Wi-Fi at my parents' house, 6 password resets went up my phone. My Coinbase account got hit. A bank account did.
Wow.
2 cloud accounts, but 6 accounts in total. And at the time, I had 2 Bitcoins sitting in Coinbase. So at the time, it wasn't that much. In 2018, it was somewhere around like $3,000 apiece. And now I have to do the math. So every day I wake up.
Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. It's like,
yeah. And so I had to try and catch up and buy. But at the time, I had no idea. Like, I would have thought, I would have been happy if Bitcoin went to, 10 grand. And so I didn't fight it too hard at that time. But that's what set it off is now I'm like, well, how did this happen to me? Because I've been in cybersecurity for 19 years at that time. I had everything set up properly. thought I was protected. My carrier let me down. And it turns out I had to trick the carrier into them telling me what happened. But it turns out that it was an employee at a third party phone store that just simply lied to a computer in Memphis, Tennessee, that I was standing there. Of course, I was in California when I got, I was in Arizona, I got hit, but I was living in California, but somebody in Memphis, Tennessee lied to a computer and they took my mobile account away for 61 minutes and then ported it back. So they tried to hide it. And then I didn't sleep for a couple months. And then I found the only person on the planet that claimed they had solved it, which is our current founder and CEO. He happened to be in the process of building one of the larger Bitcoin ATM networks. And he had been hit multiple times. And so he had solved this for himself. It's a very expensive way to do it. And so I said, this is what I do. And I'm so angry, I can't sleep. So I'd love to be part of this. And so the two of us sort of hit it off because we were both into crypto. And then a little bit later on, the ledger hack happened. And that's kind of where we got our first growth. Because once that hack happened, all of a sudden, all these people are getting spams and email and text messages, SIM swaps. And we really took off at that point. We started hiring. So I got into Afani because of pain.
And, wow.
It's still sort of PTSD at this point. Like every day I wake up, I still have to kind of look at my accounts and look at everything, still kind of paranoid and not from my mobile side of things, because Afani has that covered. But Afani was started out of pain.
And one of the famous sayings I saw, I think Elon Musk tweeted it out recently, but only the paranoid survive. And so I think you're right on there. And I'm sorry that happened. That's really, gut wrenching. And I've heard, plenty of stories about hacks and stuff. And, people trust their carriers, right? I'm not going to name any names, but people trust all the big ones. It's kind of like the big bank. You're like, oh, nothing's ever going to go wrong if I'm with Verizon or T-Mobile or whatever. Or just like nothing's ever going to go wrong if I'm JP Morgan or Chase, right? These are like, kind of similar in the sense of their institutions. They're infallible, but they're definitely not. And people set up, security, extra security in their accounts on their phones with a PIN code or something like that. Why is that just not secure enough?
Yeah, well, one is that the carriers are awesome, right? The mobile connectivity all around the world. So the tech is just how it works all together. It's amazing. I've been in, I worked for AT&T for 10 years myself. I worked inside the network of AT&T. So yeah, the carriers are awesome, but the problem is that they have too many holes. There's too many people that have too much power, just software wise via just, their computer and logging in. And a lot of people don't really realize that most of the mobile phone stores are actually independently owned. Mm. And so you're relying on them vetting their own employees, monitoring their own employees and following all the processes. So that somebody can't simply lie to a computer and say that the customer's standing there in front of them when they're, 3,500 miles away. And so that's the problem. They have call centers, huge call centers. So, when you call and you verify, they could have a recording device on them. Mm. They could have a camera in their glasses when you go into the store and record it. But a lot of the things that are happening with mobile hacks is because of insiders. It's like they've got a buddy that works in a phone store. They bribe somebody. The Brian Armstrong story that came out, 2 months ago? Where
I was just going to bring that up all the Coinbase customer support agents overseas got bribed.
Yeah, so they've been buying, and I don't think it was recent. I think that they've been buying from Coinbase customer support probably for a couple of years. Because a lot of the people that get hacked and then call Afani up, most of them will end up coming to me because I want to learn about how they got SIM swapped or how did they get hacked, but in particular how they got SIM swapped. And so I think that the Coinbase issue has been going on for years, but, when they buy that information, then they're able to access people's Coinbase account with without sort of social engineering, if they can get enough information. Yeah. Now if Coinbase closes that down, then what are these hackers going to do with that information? Well, the next thing they're going to do is they're going to SIM swap people. They're going to use that info to SIM swap them. So when they go to hack Coinbase, they don't have to social engineer Coinbase in order to take from their account. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that these Coinbase data breaches will end up in other types of hacks like a SIM swap. But every data breach that happens, it does result in SIM swaps because people's information gets in the hacker's hands, and a lot of people make mistakes. They use the same email for multiple accounts, like for their bank account, their Kraken, their Coinbase. They use that same email to send emails to family, friends, sign up for websites, and they don't really think about the fact that they are basically publicizing half of their login. It's the login, right? And So a lot of times what these hackers can do is, and just to educate people on how advanced like AI is, we know it can clone voices and it can clone video and create avatars of people. But, one of the easier things for AI is to discover like every email and every mobile number associated with you. And I've had this demoed for me where this guy,
so freaky.
I approved it and I said, look, just sue me. And it came up with emails that, I haven't used in 8 years, 10 years, came up with landlines that were from three houses ago. But identified one of my emails. I thought that I had not connected to anything else that I had used on three different crypto accounts. Cause at this point now I spread everything out. I have multiple cold wallets, multiple exchanges. I barely keep anything on an online wallet anymore, but it discovered that email. So now it kind of gave me chills cause I was like, I couldn't wait to get off the call. Cause then I had to go run and change those emails. But if you think about how easy it is for somebody to go into Coinbase and then just type in the five emails associated with you and say, forgot password. And then what reaction does it get? So they can actually sort of prep themselves on you. And then they would know that if it says, enter this, the number we just texted you, then they know, okay, all I got to do is SIM swap them. Mm-hmm. And so now you become a target. And if it says, enter the 6-digit authenticator app code, now they know I got to SIM swap them. I got to get into their email. I got to get and reset their authenticator app. And so they can do prep work. And it's just unfortunate that all these data breaches are happening. I don't know if you guys heard about this breach of like 16 billion logins and passwords that somebody stole from basically the servers from Apple, Google, Facebook. Yeah. And so that's the largest one in history. And that just happened in the last 90 days. And so it's, you gotta be very diligent. Data privacy is gone in the US. It's just, everything's been breached so many times that our information is out there. And so it's upon us to, protect ourselves, both for privacy and for security.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus. All right, Crypto 101 fam, after a long day of podcasting and trading these markets, you know I need a good night's sleep. And comfort is personal. For me, it's a mattress that's soft enough to sink into at the end of a long day, but supportive enough to keep my back happy in the morning. That's exactly what I get with the Avocado Green Mattress Eco Organic Mattress. It's their most affordable certified organic mattress without compromise. Medium firm with a plush organic latex and up to 1,000 steel coils that reduce motion transfer and keep your spine aligned. Every night I get world-class back support that feels just as good getting in as it does getting out, which we all know as we get older, getting out of bed sometimes is the hardest part of the day if you don't get a good night's sleep and your back hurts. And guys, here's the kicker. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supplies, so they cut out the middleman and pass on the savings to you. You get premium certified organic quality without the premium price tag. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com and save up to 20% on Avocado's certified organic mattress. That's avocadogreenmattress.com for 20% off. Avocado, dream of better. If you have been considering futures trading, now might be the time to take a closer look. The futures market has seen increased activity recently, and Plus 500 Futures offers a straightforward entry point. The platform provides access to major instruments, including the S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, natural gas, and other key markets across equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and crypto. Their interface is designed for accessibility. You can monitor and execute trades from your phone with a $100 minimum deposit. Once your account is open, potential trades can be executed in two clicks. For those who prefer to practice first, Plus 500 offers an unlimited demo account with full charting and analytical tools. No risk involved while you familiarize yourself with the platform. The company has been operating in the trading space for over 20 years. Download the Plus 500 app today. Trading in futures involves a risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify.
Well, we've talked about this term a couple of times already when it comes to sim swap. Can you explain a little bit more about what a sim swap is and how that happens?
Yeah, so pretty much anybody that has a mobile phone has done a legal sim swap. So if you have an iPhone 11 today, and then you go into the store and you get the new iPhone 16, and once they have that set up, you say, okay, I want to move my mobile service from my 11 to my 16. And so the store can do that, right? And it's done from one iPhone to the next. So that's a legal one. The illegal SIM swap is where a nefarious person does that, except instead of sending it to your new phone, they're sending it to their phone. And it happens in the network. So some people will think that, well, you can't SIM swap me because you have to steal my physical phone, or you can't SIM swap because I set up a what's called a SIM pin lock on my phone. And the reality is that the change is done in the network. Mm. And so if you're on T-Mobile, for example, and I'm the hacker and I want to go after Bryce, I'm going to convince or I'm going to bribe T-Mobile that I'm Bryce, that I've lost my cell phone and I'm in an emergency situation. I need the network to point the mobile account from the stolen phone over to the phone now in my hand. And so the reality is that no matter how much you've invested on that device, it's no longer even in the equation. Jeez. It doesn't, passwords you put on your device, facial recognition, thumbprint, antivirus, all of that, that device is no longer in the equation. And hackers just don't care. So the mobile account, for Bryce now pointing at this phone. So now I'm going to go forgot password down the line and see what I can break into. And if anything is just purely SMS, then I own it at that point.
Wow.
And if that happens to be an email, then I'm going to look through your email. I'm going to download the last 2-3 years of your email to make sure I've got some data I can sell or hack you later on. I'm going to look for notifications of like, are you using Duo? Are you using Google Authenticator? Is there Coinbase? Bitfinex, any exchange. And now, and so really, really quickly, I can target in on where I want to try and hit you.
Are certain devices or providers better than others at preventing this? Like my immediate thought goes to like, are all providers and networks and devices created equal, where maybe an iPhone safer than an Android, or maybe Verizon safer than AT&T? Like, is there a scenario like that, or is it just like everyone's at risk of this? And if you are someone that has a substantial net worth or a position of substantial like importance, then you're just at risk of this.
Yeah, that's a great question. So you could buy a military phone designed by NASA, and if it's got a regular carrier connected to it, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Because the device is just taken out of the equation. So in terms of the SIM swap, it doesn't matter whether it's an iPhone, Android, Graphene OS. In fact, we've partnered with 4 different secure phone providers. And they come to us because they say the same thing, which is, we've got this incredibly secure phone. We believe it's the most secure phone on the planet. And it'll be something based on GrapheneOS or another custom version of that. But they all say the same thing, which is, it's super secure until you put a SIM or an eSIM in it. And we have no control over that. And so they want to partner with us. And so we've partnered with Above Phone, for example. They sell a GrapheneOS phone. We partnered with Mark 37. They sell the Ghost phone. And so in terms of the SIM swapping, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there is a difference. There are benefits of like a GrapheneOS phone for other security, because Afani provides SIM swapping, but we also help with privacy, and we also help with some of the network attacks as part of our standard service. So as I talked about before, one of the holes in the carriers is the phone stores. And so when you buy mobile service from Afani, so we resell AT&T and Verizon, but so when you buy AT&T from Afani, we don't tell AT&T who this person is. Your address, your birth date, your social security. You know, if you think about it, you basically have a credit account with these carriers if you're direct with them. And so our customers have basically information about Afani, or we have multiple addresses, for example. So those will be in the account most likely. And so there's privacy from prying eyes, but there are also some network things that we do as well. And so Afani plus like an Above phone is a pretty strong combination. It's stronger than Afani plus the iPhone.
Interesting. And so like when people are listening to this, they might be thinking two things. One, wow, I had no idea that all these security vulnerabilities exist. I'm exposed. How do I, cover up these holes? But then number two is like, if I'm not going to trust carrier, the big four carriers, then I'm going to have to trust Afani, and make sure that Afani are good actors. And so tell us a little bit about, why we can trust Afani and what makes you guys different.
Yeah. So one is Afani's founded by victims. And so this is more than a business there. It's a, there's a passion around doing this. I would have never woken up otherwise and thought like, whoa, I want to start selling mobile service. it came out of that pain. The other thing too is we back up our service with a $5 million insurance policy. And the easiest way to explain our business is that we provide mobile service, and we're going to protect that insurance policy from ever being utilized. Mm-hmm. And therefore the customer gets protected by that. And so far, we started in 2018, and we've had zero SIM swaps. We have thousands of customers. 15% of our customers are like who's who. Mm-hmm. And so we've got customers that are part of Hollywood, professional athletes, we have hedge funds now, family offices. So we've got consumers and businesses, and family offices they're starting to invest in crypto. So they're becoming targets. And so that $5 million insurance policy is our reputation. It's the value of the company, and we're going to make sure that that never gets utilized. And other than that, we're paranoid people, and we live with PTSD, and we don't want anybody else to ever go through this. And we talk to victims all the time that, unfortunately, they're victims before they come to Afani, it's painful to hear their story. And a lot of times they just want to tell their story, but
yeah. And so to give us a little bit of, more, detailed understanding of how the system works, so that, we could have the more knowledge we have, the less fear we have. Does Afani, walk me through the process. I sign up for Afani takes all my personal information and then does what with it? And how do I end up with a cell phone at the end of it?
Yeah. So a couple key things is that I want to clarify, because people picture Afani as having like data centers and racks of servers and all this elaborate stuff going on. But the reality is that what we've actually done is we've stripped all the tech out of it. Mm-hmm. So we're selling you a mobile service like AT&T, and we're not selling your data. And the only data we do collect is the payment information, and you can pay and you can't pay with stable coins on our website, so you can do that anonymously, and collecting verification information. And that's the only thing we're collecting. So we're not collecting call records, SMS records, any kind of usage, because that's a liability. And so,
but somebody, somebody's collecting that, right?
So Afani's under what's called, what's a CLIA law. It's federal law. So you never want to use a mobile service that's not following federal laws, because they may just disappear one day. So the data is collected, is required to be collected by the carriers. They're just collecting data that's anonymous to them. And so if somebody is a customer of ours and they had to call us up and they said, like, can I have my call record for the last 30 days? The process would be is that they have to formally request it. We then make the request and then gather that information and provide it to the customer. And so the carrier would provide it really without, like, your name, your personal information attached. And we never take birthday. We never take Social Security or anything like that. So we just view the more that we would collect to be liability. So we just don't want the information. And in terms of our service, the way I describe the mobile industry is that every reseller, wholesaler, store out there, we all have portals that allow you to move customers around. So if, like, you wanted to move to Afani, then we just need a couple bits of information, like the account number, the mobile number, and a temporary transfer PIN. And we can go into our portal and port your number over without having to talk to your carrier, and you don't have to talk to your carrier. And it sounds wonderful, but what the mobile industry has done is they have made it super cheap for you to leave. So it's like, okay, well, if you're going to leave my mobile service, then I don't want to waste time talking to you. You just, here's the information, you know, go do it.
Smart.
But that's the scary part about it, is, and that's why it's so, these SIM swaps are so easy. Like, if I borrowed your phone, you know, I got an emergency, I borrowed your phone, like, you know, you're on Verizon, for example, and I'm looking at your phone and I hit pound, couple numbers pound, and it's going to text me back a temporary transfer PIN.
Wow.
Now I'm going to delete that, pretend like I called somebody, handed it back to you, and say, thanks a lot. Now I can just later that evening go and then SIM swap you, because I have the temporary transfer PIN.
Holy shit.
You know, so I would need the account number and your mobile number, but most likely I might already have that, but I would get it somehow. And this is the way the industry's built, is that I call it the mobile API matrix. And so when you port your number over to Afani, we're unplugging you from that. And so it's not that easy to port out. So we go through, when somebody wants to port out, we go through 11 layers of verification. A couple of those layers are things that they don't see, but the obvious ones, and we don't want to publicize the ones.
Right,
that
I was gonna say, don't give away the secret sauce.
Yeah, and we change them around. We do it in different orders, and part of it depends on, like, what kind of answer they gave to one, so it may change. But some things are obvious, like, what email do we have for you on file? And you know, you don't confirm whether they got it right or wrong, usually, but we may send an email to that and say, can you please tell me what that email says, or can you respond back to it? If they respond back to it, that may be something that we look at, hidden header information on it, things like that. What's your payment method? And we may do something like send a credit to the credit card on file and say, you have to verify that. When you do port out, it's a cooling off. It's a 2-week cooling off period. So when somebody wants to port out, they just tell us, and then there's this 2-week period where somebody would have to fake being that person for 2 weeks. And it's only like 5-10 minutes of total effort for the person to go through this process. But the 2-week cooling off period is that last resort. Because if you want to go fishing in Canada and you're out where there's no phone for like 10 days, and when you come back, right, you want to make sure your phone's still there. And so it's not meant to be difficult. It's really just meant to make sure that we never release somebody's number to the wrong person. And so everything we do for verification is human. To do it any other way is just kind of scary. And, you know, because AI is getting very, very good. And we also allow customers to create their own step too. And so they can create a passphrase. They could have a second email account that says, like, this
a
is my
physical device, like a YubiKey or something, maybe.
So it would not be a YubiKey. I mean, we allow YubiKeys on your customer account, and we do recommend so people have to use an authenticator app or a YubiKey on their account with Afani. And certainly being able to log into your account is potentially one of those ways to be able to verify yourself. But that is the key. It's we've stripped the tech out. We don't give free Hulu, free Disney Plus, Netflix, whatever exists these days, because that's data collection, data profiling, and we're really trying to limit the exposure of people's personal information and the ability for somebody to social engineer.
Well, you know, this is interesting because over here, we're always talking about risk management and risk mitigation and, you know, protect yourself from downside in your portfolios and your trades and this and that. And if you think about it, you know, this is really just another form of risk management, but specifically when it comes to the security side. And it's arguably one of the most important areas of crypto. I mean, Bryce, you said this at the top of the hour, but when it comes to keeping your crypto safe, like that is such a crucial part of this. It's not just protecting your portfolio from downside, but you know what's the ultimate downside? It's not a pullback. It's not zero. A market crash. It's your entire portfolio going poof overnight. Yeah. And someone getting access to things that they shouldn't. So this is, you know, really a more honed in view of taking risk management to the proper level, especially to people who have any kind of sizable account.
And even for us, like we promote, you know, using cold storage and certainly our message is different for the crypto people than the non-crypto. Because even if you're not into crypto, you can still be a target. And just because they can't get into your cold storage doesn't mean you're not a target. They could get into your iCloud, your email, still do devastating things for you. Because when they got into one of my emails, I have to think about it every day of like, did they get tax records? Did they get medical records? Did they see early wire distributions and things like that? Like, crypto is very painful when it's stolen because it's basically gone. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's all the other things that can happen to you as well. I talk to people that have been blackmailed and, you know, just like their iCloud account. Mm. And they call up and they're like, I got hacked. And they think that we're some kind of expert in, you know, blackmail procedures. And do they have to worry? And it's like, well, let's get you on Afani to start with. There's all kinds of reasons people are getting SIM swapped. Sometimes it's harassment. Sometimes it's ex-boyfriends. Mm. There's a lot of people claiming that, you know, their spouses, their ex-spouses are going after them. And so it's not always about crypto, but losing that crypto is painful. And then also one thing that people won't realize is that all the carriers have slipped in arbitration clauses. So if you get SIM swapped and you lose, say, 100,000 of Bitcoin out of your Coinbase account, then you're going to sue somebody. And what you're going to find is that it's you're going to have to go to arbitration court. And you're going to the odds of winning are probably greater than 50%, but you're going to get about 30% on the dollar.
Yeah,
after legal fees, you have to pay your attorney out of that. And the carrier's defense. Well, I've been asked to be an expert witness multiple times, and I've never said no. Or excuse me, I've never said yes because I don't want to go against the carriers that we're, partnering with. And we resell all of them in some way. The attorneys are telling me that the carrier's defense is that this has been normalized and that it happens to every carrier. And therefore, because it's normalized, we shouldn't have to pay 100%. People need to be aware of this and secure themselves. Mm. And so that's why this sort of 30% win rate is the way it is because the judges get convinced that it's a normalized issue.
And I'm curious, so the security aspect is huge, which we all get, but are there other benefits like you said, you partner with all these different partners. Say for instance, I'm on one network. Now I'm in a dead zone and I can't get any service, but sometimes my wife, if she has a different cell phone provider, she'll have service. It's like, I wish I had one carrier that connected to all the different services. Is, And it sounds like that's kind of what Afani's doing, but I don't want to jump to conclusions.
No, that's a great question, and that was going to be the next thing I wanted to throw in, which is we now have officially launched our dual SIMmed eSIM setup. So let's say you get AT&T is your primary carrier with Afani. So your SIM one is going to be AT&T, and that's going to be voice, SMS, and data. And then we also provide you with a second data-only SIM. It would be an eSIM. And so it's a second data-only eSIM, and it roams across almost 500 carriers around the world.
Oh, wow.
So if you were in the U.S., if you were in, say, San Diego, you might be using AT&T data, and then you hit Newport Beach, and it's Verizon, and then you hit Carmel or something, and it's T-Mobile, and so it switches around. So we rolled this out. We tested it with about 200 or 300 of our customers, and basically they said this is like a game changer. One of the teams that just signed up with us is a team in southern part of U.S. that does operations in Mexico and Central America, and I can't talk about the details.
Sure.
But they trialed us, and they went into Mexico, and they were using AT&T Direct, and they also had all their phones were using AT&T Direct, and they had one phone set up with AT&T Afani, and then this second data eSIM that was roaming. And they said, again, they were another one that said, this is a game changer because we lost AT&T connectivity in Mexico, and the data eSIM picked up two. And so they picked up two other carriers and were able to stay in communication. So it works that way all over the world. If you went to Thailand, you'd roam on True, DTAC, AIS, Australia, wherever you're going to go, it's going to roam on 3 to 4 carriers, and it will serve LTE or 5G if it's being served wherever you are in the world. And we give also 10 gigabytes of free international data roaming as part of our price.
That was my next question. I was like, there's got to be a catch there because international is always so expensive.
Yeah. So if you have AT&T with us, again, and you fly to El Salvador, you go to Bitcoin Beach, you're going to have 10 gigabytes, and it's going to roam on, 3 or 4 carriers there. And you go to Bali, Indonesia, same thing. And so what we're trying to provide is global connectivity that gives you this SIM swap protection and the privacy from all the stores and resellers and from the prying eyes. Now, we also enable Wi-Fi calling globally. So if you were to go to Bitcoin Beach again in El Salvador, you're going to get the free data, but you're also, if you're behind Wi-Fi, if somebody were to call your mobile number, it's going to ring and you can talk for free. And you can also call back to the U.S. for free. So when you're behind a Wi-Fi, your phone acts as if you're sitting in the U.S. and there's no additional costs. And then for those people that have an iPhone 13 or above, because Afani enables all these features, the iPhone 13 and above, in the new iOS, they've added this feature that allows us to do the Wi-Fi calling over the second data eSIM. And so now if you've got an iPhone 15 and you go to El Salvador, you don't even need a Wi-Fi connection.
Holy smokes.
And no additional costs. You're going to be able to make phone calls back to the U.S. You're going to be able to receive. And then for $15 a month, you can join our world calling plan. And that way, if you're at Bitcoin Beach, you can make local calls. You can call Spain, Germany, all over the world, and there's no additional cost. So if you've got the iPhone 13 and above and you travel outside the U.S. a couple times, like, we're an absolute no-brainer in that case. Like, even if you don't even own any crypto, it's like just seamless. It works. We've got hedge funds that have people that have employees from Cayman Islands to US, Canada, Australia, Bali. They're a US like crypto hedge fund, and they all want US mobile numbers. They all get the iPhone 13 and above. They use our dual eSIM strategy, and they all operate as if they are in the US. It's a beautiful solution, and it keeps them secure. And there's a couple things. Just sort of kind of get into the nerdy type tech. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like cell tower spoofing and IMSI catchers and things like that.
I've heard of the spoofing for the cell towers or the spoofing of the Wi-Fi, where basically people set up fake hotspots and you're like, oh, I'm at the airport. Let me connect to airport Wi-Fi, not realizing some random hacker renamed a hotspot airport Wi-Fi, and anything you connect to, he's going to be able to get your info.
Yeah, you definitely have to watch out for that, like Wi-Fi anywhere in the world. You can do a denial of service. Yeah, you just duplicate the Wi-Fi network, right? You can just call it the same name and then denial of service on the original, you know, Starbucks cafe or something, and then capture that. But cell tower spoofing works the same way, except that they can be, you know, 100 meters away, possibly even more if they've got a strong enough IMSI catcher. Now, the IMSI catchers are dangerous on 2G and 3G networks. So the reason we resell AT&T and Verizon from the beginning is because they turned off their 2G and 3G network. And so you can't use these cell tower spoofers to downgrade you to the 2G, 3G because there's nowhere to go. And so you're going to stay on that 4G, LTE, 5G, and you're going to have more protection from these cell tower spoofing. And the only thing that could possibly do, and this goes for any carrier because you can't mask the IMSI number and the IMEA, when you wake up a phone, it has to transmit the information to the cell towers to say who it is. You know, this is my IMSI number, this is my IMEA ID, and every carrier works the same way the first time it boots up. So they could capture the IMSI number, for example, and the IMSI number would tell them what country, what carrier, and the rest of it's the individual identifier. And then if they get buddies at the carrier, then they could call them up and say, hey, who owns this IMSI number? And that's one of the reasons why privacy at these stores and with their call centers, not having your full information is very helpful. That's why the privacy in those stores matters.
Big time, man. I mean, what does something like this cost? We haven't even talked really about much costs overall, but I think, you know, people listening, they're like, man, we got a bunch of high net worth individuals that use this, hedge fund managers. This is probably something that's thousands of dollars a month for this level of security. What kind of is the cost structure here?
The $99 and then go through the process of getting activated. Your second month is going to be free. And then we also give a 60-day money back guarantee. So on the 60th day, if you're like, you know what, you didn't satisfy me, then you get your money. You get that $99 you paid back.
I love it. And yes, for everybody listening, that is Efani, EFANI.com/crypto101. And again, we'll link that to the show notes. All you got to do is click it from your computer, your laptop, wherever. You could type it into a URL. Again, that's Efani, EFANI.com/crypto101. Mark, I mean, this is incredible. And I think people who are listening are excited and maybe even curious if there's any war stories or crazy stories of like you guys in the trenches fighting off a hack or any you know, stories from your customers that you could share with us how successful this platform has been.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Yeah, well, I'll share one story, which a lot of people don't realize, is that you remember when the Bitcoin ETF was announced early?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that was a
from the SEC's X account. Twitter, yeah, their X account.
Yeah. So that was a port. That was the number swap. So somebody did a SIM swap, used that to take over their X.com and then publish that. So sometimes it's about trying to steal your crypto, but it can be about just, that's crazy, right? So, yeah. I mean, you think about the hundreds of millions, if not billions, that were won and lost that day.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And so if you were the person that could control that, and so that's kind of crazy. So in terms of like us being in the heat of the battle, so, you know, we've never had anybody get even close to executing a SIM swap on us. Good. But what we have done is participated in people in the middle of getting a SIM swap. Mm. And we have jumped in and on their carrier, and we're able to grab their mobile number back to Afani. And it can be scary. And people have no idea. They're trying to call their carrier, they're trying to call Verizon. Verizon doesn't want to help them because they go into liability protection. So they call us up and they're like, yeah, I'm not a customer, but I'm being SIM swapped like right now.
And I'll be a customer if you guys get, for life, if you could get me off of this SIM swap right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, that's kind of, that's what happens. So, yeah. And one of those stories was Charlie Shrum.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, Bitcoin legend. So early on when we were pretty young, Charlie Shrum was in the middle of getting a SIM swap. He wasn't a Fani customer. He was direct with the carrier. And this was happening at like 1 or 2 in the morning. And he called up and at the time it was only 3 of us. We were still young and our CEO founder jumped in and was able to pull his number back. And then Charlie became a supporter of ours and invited our CEO on his podcast. He's talked about us a number of times and so there's been a number of cases like that. It's you don't want to rely on it because when you call in, it's like depends on who's active at that time, right? Because
you want to be preventative, not reactive in this situation.
We can't ever commit that that we can do that every time. And things get crazy. Like we had one guy call in who said that he was on Verizon. He gets SIM swapped and it took him about 30 minutes to get to a phone, then calls Verizon and he says like, hey, I think my mobile account's been stolen away. And he, you know, gives them the number and they're like, oh, we don't even own that mobile number. And he's like, what do you mean? I've been a customer of yours for like 10 years. And Verizon, when they go into liability protection mode, Verizon wasn't even able to tell him what carrier it got ported to.
Oh, my God.
So somebody stole his number.
What a racket.
You know, they stole his number, so somebody else stole it as a Verizon account. And then within that time period of being able to call, he switched it to another carrier. So he called AT&T. They didn't own it. And this was right before T-Mobile and Sprint had finalized the
merger.
Their merger. And T-Mobile said they didn't have it. And Sprint said, yeah, that's our number, but you're not the owner of it. And so it took him like 7 days. And he was telling me about how he had to chase his accounts for a week of keep changing passwords and things like that. So these are the kind of things that can happen. There was a month there where I had a number of people calling in saying they got SIM swapped. And they said that they would get a text on their phone that says, we're going to do this port change over, like, you know, press here or something. If you didn't approve this, and then all of a sudden it would just like so many text messages would just come pouring in and they're sitting there trying to scroll back to that. And so these hackers find out, you know, unique and different ways to bypass their procedures. And it's like, they'll put up a new one and then they just figure out how to get around it. And one of the popular ones now is I can go into a phone store. Like if I know what carrier you guys use, I can go into their phone store and then pretend I'm going to buy a phone and use that incentive of buying the phone to get them to sort of soften up. Cause I'm not doing a SIM swap. All I want to do is buy a phone off of your account. And let's say they're like, oh, well, we can't verify you if you don't have your birth date. So I'm going to walk out of the store. I'm going to go get your birth date, go to the next store. And I'm going to figure out over time, like, how can I, you know, get verified by you or in your name? And then once I get a phone in your off your account, then I call back later and say, oh, you know what? I got this new phone. And of course, it's going to be on your account. Uh-huh. And through that process, I might have added another email. I might have added something to it. So when I'm actually verifying, I'm verifying real information. So it's no longer social engineering at that point. And there's a great video from DEF CON where this this expert social engineer took control over the reporter's mobile number live on TV. But once if you can get a phone in somebody else's name, then it becomes not really a SIM swap. It's like you call them up, you're calling them from a phone. They see the IMEA device on your account. It's like, well, now I want to switch this phone number over to my new phone.
The whole thing's eye-opening. You know, it really is. And when we think about like traditional production, it's like, make sure you put your seed phrase on a piece of paper and not in your email, and make sure you don't do silly things. And this is one of those where it's seriously entirely outside of your control. If someone wants to come after you, it really doesn't matter to an extent, right? Unless you're like with a Fani or with something like this, there's very little, it seems like, you can do as an independent, right? If you're just going to say, I'm going to take precautions, it seems like that's really not going to be enough. And if someone wants to come after you and do this and you don't have a service or a protection like this, then you're kind of just at the will and mercy of like hoping it doesn't happen or it just does. Like it doesn't seem like there's a lot that can protect you.
Yeah. Princeton did a study on this, and anybody can Google it, but they created 50 accounts. They had a time period. And then they went and they SIM swapped 39 of those 50 accounts. They did it across the top 5 carriers in the U.S. And the only reason they didn't get more is because the time period ended. But even for the ones that they didn't get SIM swapped at that time when it ended, they got start date, birth dates, information that was given on these accounts. So one set of people set up the accounts, and another set of people comes in and then attempts to SIM swap them. And so that's like a 79.8% rate of successful SIM swaps. And so, the only thing really in our favor is now is that there's so many people that own crypto. Yeah. And so there's so many of us that helps kind of protect us. But on the downside is if I was a SIM swap hacker and I was pretty serious, like I'm going to go to the Bitcoin conference in Miami, trade business cards because everybody hands out their mobile number. Mm. And, their WhatsApp and all of that. And so people don't really think about the fact that their mobile number is now more important than their social security number. Jeez. Yeah. Cause you just, once your crypto's stolen, they have the ability to, hide it.
Yeah.
Transfers. And
I'm hopeful that, these are always, like Brendan said, I think you said a great eye-opening, right? That's the perfect, name to encapsulate what this discussion has, but I hope that it's eye-opening, and then the second reaction isn't fear and paralysis, and I'm not going to do anything, but it's eye-opening, and then your reaction is, wow, I need to do something about this. And so hopefully everybody listening, really does at the very least, just go to afani.com, check it out, get to know more. And we would be very appreciative if you used that code if you sign up, Crypto101. But Mark, I really am hopeful that folks listen to this and they don't get scared into paralysis, but they get scared into action. And I think we did a great job of kind of spurring that on. Is there anything that we didn't mention yet about Afani, what you're working on, anything you want the viewers to leave with as we part today?
Yeah, so we're going to always continue investing in more security on the mobile side. So they're the cellular security geeks, so to say. We are going to come out with by the end of this year what we call Black Seal, and that's going to be a premium service. It's going to add even more security and more privacy to people's mobile phones. And beyond that, just a couple things that people need to not do. Like I said before, don't set up your login for your exchanges and your online wallets with the same email that you use for everything else. Mm-hmm. Like that's the common pattern. They'll set up an Android phone with a Gmail account and then use that same email to set up their Coinbase. And so spread things out, make it as hard as you can for people. And then hopefully if you do become a target, that maybe at some point they might skip over you if you just make it more difficult. even if you don't use a Fani. You know, the crypto really relies on security. I think it's the one last thing to me that really needs to be fixed before it's just mass market. And I play golf with guys that are older that are now buying crypto, and every once in a while I'll run into people that are, you know, somebody will be like 60 years old and they're using a Ledger. But I'll play golf with people that are like, they're scared to death of moving their crypto onto these hard wallets or, you know, cold wallet. And so people need to get over that and do it and learn how to do it.
Yeah, totally. It's a generational thing. I remember my dad told me a story, you know, as I was getting into crypto and all that stuff. He's like, yeah, it's new forms of money, all this kind of stuff. Your grandma would refuse to use an ATM for the longest time when they first came out. She goes, you know, I'm going to put my hard-earned money and paycheck into this machine and trust that my banker's going to see it. That's insane. And like, that's how it's a generational shift. So here, like, crypto is a similar thing. Man, Mark, we really appreciate it. And we definitely want to have you back on again soon. People know where to find you at EFANI.com/crypto101 to secure that 99% off discount code. Everybody watching, thank you so much again. Check them out. Mark Kreitzman, thank you for joining us, general manager of EFANI. Until next time, my friend.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.